Hey, Daniel? Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm about to wrap up my day here. I think I had two missed calls from you, it looked like.
Yeah, I was trying to call because I went ahead and put that money on the card.
Okay.
If you're getting ready to wrap up, if you want to just give me a call back tomorrow around 10 o'clock, so
Well,
I have more everything.
what I was gonna do right now is I was just gonna secure the payment for you so we could take that spot off the board. That way they don't reopen it up in the morning. And then I'll circle back with you in the morning, at about 11, and we could do the client interview. So that way we're really getting things moving.
Okay, hold on real quick.
All right. Well, I gotta verify some information too. So it's not just about me getting the payment. I gotta submit this profile to Google so you actually exist on Google now.
Okay, I'm trying because I just left Family Dollar from getting it. I'm driving down my road on Salem Road right now. I'm
I
trying to
got
find
you.
me a spot that I can turn into so I can give you the money for it.
All right, hold on. Well, while you do that, I'll get this information. So your last name's Simpson, right? It's just Daniel Simpson.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your business email address where I could send you a receipt and everything in writing?
It's Fluffy Guy.
Okay.
FLUFFYGUY,
Uh-huh.
and then 198
198.
at gmail.com.
Got it. Fluffyguy198 at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then we're gonna send this postcard to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. I don't have to show your address. I could hide your address if you don't want people to know where you live. But I do gotta send that
I
postcard.
appreciate that.
Yeah, I gotcha. I do have to send that postcard to you though, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. So, is this 1382 Salem Road still the right address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And then website's gonna get built. Do you have a logo or like photos of work that you've done in the past that you guys would be able to send in to help us build your website for you?
Like I said, when I was talking to that lady, when Angie's asked to close my account, they took all my photos.
God, I
And
hate
'cause
that.
all my photos that I took from them, it wouldn't save to my phone. It would only save it to their
Their
account.
app? Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
So
some
nobody
crap.
knows.
Okay.
But I was
Don't
gonna say if
worry.
I could, I don't know if I can or not, but I have a trailer if over here by my house that nobody's in and it's vacant.
Yeah.
If I can get me a nice day, I can go over there and cut that trailer and then post a picture like that or something to at least give
Yeah.
me some reference.
Yeah, well, we have some stock photos that we can use in the meantime, so we'll still get everything up and
Okay.
running. But as you get new photos, remember to keep sending them into this email I just texted you, and then we'll go ahead and put them on all the platforms. Google, the website, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing, we'll put it on all of them. So that way you don't have to worry about the work disappearing on you. They'll be up there forever.
Yeah.
You guys have access to all of it too, so you'll be able to keep it.
Because I
Okay.
also wanted to put my wife's number down on this too.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add her
Because
as
she's
a
gonna be my
partner.
kind of my secretary if I'm not home or if I'm on a job site and can't answer the phone.
Okay. Yeah, we have a tracking system too that'll make her life a lot easier. If people call in from the Google placement on the first page, it'll save like their number and their information in the tracking system. So if she's missing calls, she could still go in there and call those people back. That way we're not missing those opportunities. And then it'll kind of
Okay.
track what we're bringing in for you guys each month. And then also when you
Okay.
finish jobs, she could send them that little text message in the app and it'll send them a link to your Google profile, ask them to write a review and put the star rating on there. And that'll help us build up your reviews. But what's her first name? I know I talked to her earlier.
Crystal.
Crystal. Is it CRYSTAL?
Yes.
Okay. Same last name, Simpson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then I'm just going to get her phone number, too.
Say that again?
What's her phone number? I'm going to add her to the profile. So that way if she calls in, we know what business. 843?
544-6259.
Okay. So she has access to everything but the billing. So any changes she want to make, anything that has to do with the account, all the clients, everything she'll have full access to. But the billing stuff, it's still going to have to go through you just because we have you as the primary owner.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's just how they set it up. I know it's frustrating. A lot of times the guys that I work with, their wife handles everything, you know, money-wise. They just go work.
Well, that's what I plan on doing with her, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's
normal. I'm going to let her control that part.
Yeah, I pack a lunch like I'm going to school, you know. And I make six figures, but I still pack a lunch and leave the card and her and the kids at the house and let them handle all
that. That's what I want to do, because... I know, but I make sure that she's control of that stuff where it's not, you know, me. I know we can bring a little bit more money in, and then on top of that, I can get new appliance, you know, maybe even a new work truck or whatever, you know, because that's
women just tend to be better than us at that stuff. Like, my wife's real good at saving, you know. I think it's because she kind of grocery shops and cooks instead of just, like, blowing money. I'll go eat out every time. Like, I don't care. I'm like, it's quick, it's easy, it's hot, it's ready.
Or something that looks kind of juicy, I
want to
get it.
I'm like, that looks good. It's ready, it's hot right now. Here's my money. Yep. You know, I don't think about it in the grand scheme. The end of the week, I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. All right, so I have your account set up and created. How do you want the hours of operation for the company listed?
I want to do, so I know some areas it's more of a time frame. So, you know, they won't let you make any noise at a certain time. I know down here it's after,
Well, so Daniel, this is more for like them to call you, right? There's like a little green icon on your listing on the first page of Google. It'll say open and closed. So if you set it up to where like your hours are 8 to 6, after 6 o'clock, it's going to turn red and it's going to say you're closed, right? And then you know, that'll stop them from calling you. So it's more for phone calls. You can hash out the details when you're actually out there and doing the work, you know?
As far as how long
you can make noise and things like that. So do you want me to just have it as, like, open availability for right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you want to add them, or, like, you're getting calls late and then, you know, Crystal's like, hey, I don't want people calling you after 7 or 8 o'clock anymore, you know, just let me know. I could always switch it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that'll work.
Can you take cash, check, and card from your customers?
I'd rather do cash. I don't want to do checks because I don't want to get a check for somebody and then it'll bounce if they don't have the funds.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I've had that happen to me working with Angie's place. I didn't have enough money on their account, and it bounced, and I basically didn't get that money.
Oh, man, I would have went and threw a rock through the window or something.
You know? Well, I already left the job, you know.
But you
and
got the address.
Because the one little chime thing that I have, you can put checks on there, but it's got to be a check that through, like, it can't be a personal check, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Personal check. My bank want
a check. It's got to be like a cashier's check where they go to the bank, pull the money out, put it on there, and then they give it to you. So it's basically cash.
Yeah, pretty much that, or like Cash App, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you could do a cash preferred, no checks, and then you could do like Cash App?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have an account, and what I want to do when I take this business, and put that on my Cash App account.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a good way to keep track of things. You just got to be careful because sometimes in order to transfer your money on some of those, they charge you a fee. So you got to be careful with that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I think it's like sometimes it's like a quarter. Some apps it's like 2% of whatever you're putting through. It just depends on what you're using, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I had a guy that I went to go do a, and this is probably about maybe 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back when I was working for that Angie's ad. I went up to Hartsville, and it was called a 55 Burger Shack. And it was really overgrown and everything. And I mean, it took me 2 days to do everything. How bad it was.
Man, you got to make one of those videos or something. Sometimes I get stuck on the internet with those videos, like the power washing ones and the landscaping ones. Yeah, I don't know why. Just the before and afters. I like watching that kind of stuff. My wife thinks it's weird, but I think it's cool.
Don't worry. I'm hooked on one guy on YouTube right now. I don't know if you said you watch a lot of videos. You ever heard of Victory Outdoors?
Yeah. Sometimes he does like free ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of
him. That's my favorite YouTube video right now is Victory Outdoors.
I don't know if it is Victory Outdoors, but there is a channel that I follow where he's like that. Sometimes he does it for free. He'll like roll through Atlanta or Georgia area sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. I think that guy is, he's a skinny guy. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. I seen one. They were calling the cops on him.
I think he's also the one that found that dead body in that person's yard.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I didn't see that one. That's crazy.
Yeah. One of them was out there cutting, or it was either cutting or weed eating, and the guy found a dead body in the vehicle. And the lady that was living there didn't know that there was a dead body in there.
Oh, God. She was oblivious, huh? She must have been real old something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. I got your email here. I know this is you now. It's the guy, Big Gorilla. All right. So I scheduled that client interview, though, for tomorrow at 11. Is that still a good time for you to do that?
Yes, that is still a good time.
All right, perfect. So I just got
to... Do you want me to go ahead and do the money swap now, or do you want me to wait until tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to get it from you right now, and then we're basically good to go until tomorrow. I'll follow up with you in the morning. We'll do the client interview. Okay, but I still have to send you, like, I'm going to send you a receipt, everything in writing, so Crystal has all that paperwork at hand. And then there's also a Google verification form, too. And then I'll send you, like, the access to the tracking system right now as well.
Okay, so you want me to do that Google that court tonight? So tomorrow, I guess, because I know we're going to have to do all this by the computer, right?
Yeah. So it's not a problem. Like I said, we're a huge company. We'll get everything done. We have specialists in each department to knock out everything for you. The things we'll need from you are, like, here, I'll show it to you. I got to secure the payment, and it'll send it to you automatically. So let's secure the first month's payment. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It is a Visa.
Okay. And it has your name on it, or is it?
Yes, it has my name on it.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same, the 1382 Salem?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. Hold on, because I got to transfer everything over.
Oh,
the
gotcha.
Card number is 4232.
4232.
2302. 9737. Hold on. I gotta change some stuff around real quick so my phone can act a little bit better than what it's doing.
No worries. You got too many windows open.
Yeah,
I do that all the time. I gotta go in there and delete them.
7140.
7140. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date, 0625.
0625, and then 3-digit code on the back.
That is 990, and you said it was 2 what again?
49. It'll be 249 exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can go ahead and take it because I just went ahead and put the money on there.
Okay. Let me make sure I'm getting you the right package, though. I got to add the one with the website, too. So I'm hooking you up. So it's I got to mess with this a little bit. Give me one second here. Yeah, because normally they want about double what I'm charging you. So I got to get that package, but then I gotta manually change the pricing structures.
Okay.
And then make sure that way, moving forward too, you get the same deal. It won't change on you. So the website's included. It's no extra charge. I waived all the setup fees on it, so you won't see any other charges for anything. That $249 is gonna cover everything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That should jumpstart you. My hope is to keep your overhead low, you know, get these clients coming in, well, maybe steal you from Home Advisor, get you profitable, and that way you don't have to worry about if you can afford that 249.
Well, I'll call because when I talked to them about that the other day, they said if I wanted to cancel, you know, I can cancel from them and they will give me my credit back since I haven't had anything regenerate yet.
Perfect.
So if I can, because I wasn't supposed to be getting any clientele until Friday. So y'all called me at a perfect time so I can go ahead and tell them to look, you know, I had to cancel. I'll just tell them that I found another job and I just booked that instead, you know.
Yeah.
So
well, there's also some stuff I can send you. Like, it's these articles from the Federal Trade Commission, because those guys have been under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission for the past year for selling those leads. I could send you that article, and if they try to, like, give you a hard time about getting your money back or anything like that, you could always let them know, like, hey, I'll report you guys to the FTC, and usually that'll send them packing, you know?
Okay, well, do that, because I don't like that.
Yeah, it sounds
anything
really
I can do to get me clear away from them, I want to do. You know,
yeah.
Because if I, like I said, if I can go with y'all and I can profit and get me into, like, you know, like you were saying earlier, like some apartment complexes and
right.
stuff like that, then I'm setting myself up for.
Yeah, because once you nail down those,
then trying to bust my tail off and only bringing home about $58.
Yeah. Exactly. That's not what these veterans in the game are doing, you know? These guys, what they're doing is they're getting those commercial contracts, then they go hire some, to maybe get some cheap labor to start out, you know what I mean? Get some guys. You could still go out to each job and kind of watch over them, but maybe get a guy or two. And
Did you take it?
Yeah, it came out already.
Okay, cool. I was just double checking.
Yeah, it came out already. So you'll start getting those text messages. But yeah, you definitely want to nail down those contracts, then maybe hire a couple guys once you got a few of them under your belt where you know you're getting some consistent work. And then eventually you want to get out of just breaking your back all the time. You should be focusing on management. You know, you and Crystal can both be focusing on just taking care of people, you know, answering the phones, talking to these homeowners, these business owners, seeing what they want, how you can help them, and then kind of coordinate dates and getting these guys out there, you know. And then there's plenty of guys out there that are just willing to work for cash, you know. It's old school business. They'll take the job opportunity if you give it to them. Just tell them, hey, you know, we got work lined up for you all week. Just show up here and here's the equipment. It's going to take time, though. It's not going to happen all overnight, but, you know,
I know that because like I was telling my wife, I said, when you're trying to do something like this and get a business going, it's going to – the first couple, you know, years is going to be a rough one, but once everything's said and done, it's going to move pretty smooth.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a couple years, though. I mean, with this tool at your side helping you, then, you know, first year, realistically. I don't know how much you've already spent on the business at this point, getting it all up and running. But
everything to get everything going, I got my sign. I got one sign out here by my, by the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sign on the side of my truck. I had one side of town, but code enforcer took that. I don't know why.
Huh.
Because it wasn't there no, what do you want to call it, electrical poles?
Yeah.
You know? So, he took one of those, and now I'm only down to one sign.
Jesus.
I spent close to $500 on equipment. And that's not even a bunch of repairs I had to make. Doing for my lawnmower, you know, so
yeah.
it's quite a.
That sounds like a lot. Yeah, I mean signs and everything, you know, and then losing it doesn't help the situation any because then you really don't have any way to get it back, you know. But
exactly,
you know.
But send me. I hope you sent me that other stuff because when I call them tomorrow,
I did.
I'm just going
to go
in and tell them that if they don't give me my money back, I'm going to send them to these people.
Yeah. So if you go, it's the last text message. I just sent it to you like 30 seconds ago. Yeah. It says ftc.gov/news press release, and it's Home Advisor, Inc. Yeah, if you click on that one, you know, it has all the details right there. The Federal Trade Commission charged Home Advisor, Inc. with cheating businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. Since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and likelihood they would result in actual jobs.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of articles in there. It talks about how they charge people, how they lie to you when they sell you. If you go into that.
Okay.
And that's a big reason why I wanted to sit down with you and really, you know, try to get you away from that, because it's just a slippery slope, you know. You could wind up spending $250, $300 a week on leads, you know, depending on what they say the leads are worth. Sometimes they send them to you even when you're not ready for them, you know. You put it on a pause, and then they auto-unpause it, and you got three of them, and you look at your count, and three of them are gone. You know, it's like,
They're making more money than the people that are actually getting the leads, because, like I said,
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
They made a billion dollars last year. They made a billion.
Yeah. There was only one time I can actually say I got a job from them that I actually came home with 150.
Yeah. Yeah. They're crooks. It's like the modern day Wolf of Wall Street, you know. We'll let the advertise ourselves, and then when somebody calls me, I'm going to sell this same lead. Like, even if the lead's dead, maybe that person already has somebody out there mowing the lawn. They're still sending that information out to people so they could charge them lead fees. That's what they're all about, is charging these lead fees. So, you know, forget all that. We put you up there, just let the people call you live. You know what I mean? You see your advertisement, there's your phone number, it's your number, they just call you live. You don't need any middleman in there. They try to tell you, oh, we're going to pre-screen them and make them good leads, and they're not doing any of that. They're just gathering their information so they can sell it. That's what they're doing. Yeah. So.
But now that I got the guy's number, I can call tomorrow. I'll do what I got to do, and I'll tell him. I'll read him that little thing and everything. Tell him to send me my money back, you know, and I'll go from there.
Yeah, you can report them too. There's a little section at the top if you want to report fraud. You know, there's 10,000 business owners already over the last 10 years that have reported them as fraud. So. I mean, you could add yourself to the list if they're not trying to give you your money back or try to get nasty. And eventually, they'll end up giving you your money back. They're going to have to.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another article.
Giving me that.
Yeah, last year you had to pay back like $7 million. Okay. All right. Tell Crystal.
I got one question, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, can you – I just forgot. I got to take my wife.
Okay.
An appointment at 10 o'clock. So is there any way we can make that? Yeah, tomorrow. I forgot about that.
Okay. You want to change it to like 12?
Is there any way we can make it for like 12:30, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll push it to 1, just so you got plenty of time to get that handled. Hopefully she's okay. I got to take my wife to get a mammogram on Friday too, so I'm like, yeah. I know how that goes. Stressful.
Yeah. I feel you on that one. I will definitely be waiting for your phone call around 1 then. And
okay.
What do I need to get up on the computer for when you call, so I'm already on?
Well, no. So it's the call's going to be easy. It's just going to be over the phone. It's like basic knowledge. They'll just ask you like things about the website, what services you provide, the areas that you go to. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. We just want to customize the campaign and make sure it represents you properly.
After we get done setting everything up, would I be able to see it?
The pin's coming in the mail. We need that pin. And then there's two forms in your text messages. One of them's a Google verification form. You got to fill that out as best you can. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Just fill it out as best you can. And then there's another one called your subscription terms that you got to sign off on. Okay? And then I added some Facebook ads in there so we could start getting things up and running a little faster, because the Google stuff takes a while when we're waiting for Google to verify you. So we'll get the Facebook stuff up and running a little quicker than the Google stuff, and you should be able to get some traffic from that in the meantime while we're getting all the Google stuff finalized and up and running.
Okay. Right. Now, with everything I just sent you, I won't have to pay any other money but just what I just sent them, right?
No, that's it. And it's all put in writing, too, in that link that I sent you there. It's called your subscription terms. So it's all documented. Okay. 249 covers everything, and then you won't – the next bill will be on August 24th. It'll still be $249 at that point. If you want to keep moving forward, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, but they do tell us to recommend at point of sale that you try it for at least 2 months, even though it's month to month. I'm just supposed to say that.
All right,
Daniel. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Take care. You know, tell Crystal I have her on the account too. So if you guys need help or you have questions, comments, or concerns, just call in, okay? We'll walk you through it. Okay. All right. Yep. All right. You have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.